side of east side, cause damn, won't I?
Welcome to the listener line.
New message.
Yo, what up? This is your boy Dave from Philly. I just wanted to call in and say the hype is definitely real for K45. We can't get on the top.
It's a useful message. Hi, I just want to say that I just wanted to say the slogan of your station. All right, peace. I've been down for the hype's real.
From Missouri, I remember when I was in school, second grade, and grew up in a project area, and the school was an elementary school and a middle school put together. There was a kid hanging from the door frame and was talking shit to this other kid, and the other kid came up and slammed the door on his fingers, and the whole door shut. It was pretty crazy. Yo, shout out to my homie DJ Oreo. LC Lux in the building. Happy for you, bro. Do your thing.
Hey, this is Ben McKee from Yazoo, Mississippi. Hey, I know K-Camp in the building. I don't know the name of the last song that came on, but that was hot.
Yo, what up, Sway? This is Randy from Omaha, Nebraska. Yo, that nigga, Tracy Morgan, nigga, was funny back then, and now you see him on just about everything. That nigga, Tracy Morgan, he is the man. Peace out, yo.
Yep, Sway in the Morning, Shade 4-5. We want to thank Tracy Morgan, man. He hung out with us heavy today, right before Sway left to go over to MTV. I'm doing his big shoot today for Off the Bat that airs tomorrow night, 11 p.m. on MTV2. We also like to thank DJ Oreo.
Yeah.
He came through.
And it all goes something like this here. Now, if y'all want to party like we do, if y'all want to party like us, let me hear you say,
that was almost an accident here at this intersection, where someone turning and someone going straight went at the same time. Got to wake up. Going to this gas station. Going to purchase some wake up juice. Oh, I missed the light. I could have made it. Whatever. Oh yeah, the big that harmonics announcement's coming pretty soon. It's interesting. It's all I'll say, I guess. I don't know. It's, yeah, it's a
with the joy of my brain, I'm living to retreat self. And sit on my stick, picture bigger, made of liquor, figure. The pull of the trigger goes zoom, not boom. Not a bunch of sin, but saviors braver. The red, black, and green, it's just so much more than red, black, and green. You ask what I mean, but yet the sundown shades and lights of dream. Watch too late, oops, upside your head. You jump through a bit like red. Where you going? What's your speed? What's your pleasure? What's your need? Trees and branches, roots and seeds. Forwards, backwards, many degrees. Questions, answers, what's the sum? We have come.
Out of the darkness in panther skin comes doctors, driving pink caddies, bearing the remedy to your existence. Yes, it gets blacker. The net turner is Martin, Adam, Malcolm, Huey. There's a party at the crossroads.
So they launched it then? Looks like it. Yeah, cool. Hopefully, you know. Hopefully that happens. I would like to play another one of those games. It's a lot of money they're asking for.
in his heart. He knew he was wrong, so he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded, and before long the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory, and this is the way I have to end this story. He was only 17 in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh.
Okay, I'm gonna go through the car wash. That's what I'm gonna do. We're going through the car wash. As soon as these cars get out of the way. Okay. Oh, this car is in the car wash. Screw it. I'm not gonna go. Oh, jeez. I really boned this up. I slowed down and then didn't turn in there, and then that was there was not enough room for me to make the turn to get to where I need to be for the freeway. So, now I'm really fucking this up. Driving away from the freeway. This is the worst it could go. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I think their pitch for amplitude makes sense. And they call it a passion project and a smaller game and hard to, it's like they seem to be focused on kind of larger, like a handful of larger products. And, it's like, I don't know how well Rock Band Blitz did for them, but, it's a similar game, I guess. But it didn't exactly set the world on fire. So I guess at some point it's like, well, do people really want Amplitude? Let's find out through Kickstarter. Right? Love those fucking games. So I hope this gets made. Turn into the 7-Eleven here and make a U-turn, and this is all bad. Valuable minutes wasted. Should've just waited and got a car wash. Oh, yeah, that's almost T-boned a van in this parking lot. Yeah, today's going great. Woo! Twice as bitter as salt. So don't do it. I don't want you to go. out on bail and out of jail, and that's the way it goes. Rah. Yeah, I think, you know, they don't really talk a lot about licensed music too much in that Kickstarter also, which is, you know, that's, yeah, $750,000 doesn't get you licensed music, I think. That shit gets expensive, so, you know, maybe that'll be one of those things where if they go over, yeah, I don't know. They could guarantee that I could play Rock Dis Funky Joint by Poor Righteous Teachers. It's not on my back, that Kickstarter. I don't know. I think their video is well made. I think it's pretty funny. Anyway, I hope they make it. I don't know. It's weird. I haven't really backed a lot of gaming Kickstarters because I think that's it was sort of weird to do so. I don't know. Maybe I'm making too big a deal out of it, but try to avoid talking about Kickstarters while they're in progress, or we have up to this, you know, for the most part. I know Patrick mentioned some here and there. I don't know. It's such a weird thing. Like, you know. But I backed those Farsight pinball Kickstarters when they were trying to get licensing for Star Trek and for Terminator. And I was like, well, that's, you know, a product that already exists and tables I want to see in that product, so I'm going to order those here, I guess. I ended up being kind of a bad experience because, like, the app was so bad at, like, recognizing, like, if you owned shit or not, that, like, Twilight Zone. Like, I would have to log in and log out. It's better now, but also I think I just bought the season that had those tables in it anyway, so I technically paid for some of those tables twice, which is pretty dumb. Yeah, I don't know. Like, the Kickstarter stuff's weird because we just get so many emails from people that are, like, launching Kickstarters that we just don't even look at, you know? Because, you know, like, they're basically looking for free advertising, you know? Which I guess you could argue that that's the point of any publisher reaching out to us to cover a game, is just try to spread awareness. But moving that part of the process back to the point where, you know, the game hasn't even been made yet just seems, I don't know, it just doesn't feel great to me. So we've kind of avoided covering a lot of Kickstarters. Unless they're, like, newsworthy for a reason, you know, like the Broken Age stuff when they first launched it was just such a crazy, like, thing with a bigger company on the Kickstarter, raising so much more money than they thought they were going to, like, all that stuff made it an interesting story on its own. Yeah. time for us. Yeah, that's out soon. I don't... I don't know. The mechanics and stuff seem really cool, but I don't know that I enjoy playing it all that much. From what I've seen of it so far, kind of over the years, it's a really cool idea. Figure that Harmonix Kickstarter's got to be a little weird too, because I'm pretty sure Sony owns Frequency and Amplitude IP stuff. You know, so surely they had to talk to Sony about that stuff. I guess that's kind of the one of the big things happening today, and then over the weekend, you know, Patrick had the story of Infinity Ward and Neversoft merging, which is maybe not the biggest news in the world, but it's, you know, it's one of those things you look at and you're like, man, it's like end of an era type stuff. If Neversoft's kind of getting wiped off the map and merged into Infinity Ward. Sad. Not that Neversoft's name has been on like amazing products recently, but they made a lot of really great stuff. People really like those Spider-Man games they did too. I thought Apocalypse was interesting, and of course Tony Hawk has got to be one of my favorite franchises of all time. Even if the last couple weren't so hot. At least the last couple that Neversoft did. I mean, everything after Neversoft was just a fucking sadness factory. We'll be right back. you know, like the leaders of the studio, you know, leaving the company and stuff is part of it. Told you it. Was it Scott Pierce, the guy's name? I can't remember. I think that's it. That's, yeah. I never met Joel Jewett, but he seems like a lunatic in the best possible way. Seemed like a crazy man that's like, no, we're gonna make skateboarding games and we're gonna fucking live it. Like, we're putting half pipes in this office and we're gonna skate. And then put videos of us fucking up in the game. Of course, you know, I think that, you know, they did a good job once the Guitar Hero became theirs, once Harmonix was out of the picture, and someone had to develop those games. I didn't really like Guitar Hero 3 that much. I don't know, I guess I actually didn't much care for the Guitar Hero aesthetic once Neversoft got a hold of it. Like, the characters and stuff just always seemed lame. I don't know. I didn't know that stuff is, like, matters that much, but Eminem ballad, you know? We're getting close to that time of the year when I go see a bunch of games. Kind of pre-E3 batch of events coming up. I'm excited about it. It's, you know, it'd be good to just see a batch of new stuff. See what's going on out there. What's the state of modern development out there in the world. How much stuff is running on new console hardware, and how much stuff is still just at a point in development where it's just running on a PC, that sort of, you know, like that sort of stuff.
Or maybe not so harmless. Stalking Men from Masked Intruders have a brand new record coming out May 27th. It is called M period I period for Masked Intruder. Gonna have 13 tracks on it, and they're gonna be doing extensive summer touring from their last record. This is Masked Intruder with Stick 'Em Up. They got a knife, so, you know, do what they say. It's faction.
Females, I bet he would have. You'll be able to see the whole thing at the end of May on HBO.
More Monday DL soon on Alt Nation.
Capturing me all the things I need. Sex dwarf, isn't it nice? Going to your doll into a life of fun.
Sex dwarf.
Like you just heard, with R&B legends Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin, James Brown, and the rest. Get soulful now on Sirius XM Channel 49. It's Soul Town.
Forget it, Jeff. It's Soul Town. Right? striking out on the music so far. A few little things here and there.
I'm the one who really get it. I told y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This is doing me and only God can judge off. I do not know what the fuck you thought it was on. Pop some fucking champagne in a tub song, nigga, just because of.
Hey, what's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophies. Trophies. And they don't have no award for that.
I mean, they should create an award for that, really.
No, I'm a low star, and I just do it because I'm supposed to live.
Oh, man. Traffic's so light that this lane isn't even closed yet. It closes at like 9:45 or something. Man, huh. Well, all right. Didn't realize I was getting in such a timely way, but there you go.
Hip Hop Nation.
Hip Hop Nation. Commercial free.
Hip Hop hits.
Period.
We got Drake over here too. Drake.
Making sure my soul's straight. Had to leave my nigga home, he got an open case. But I'm big on the west, like I'm big in the south. So we gon' pay some people off, we gon' figure it out. And my name too big, and my gang too big. Young money shit, me and Lil Wayne too big. I'ma crush that ass even if it ain't too big. I would pinky swear, but my pinky ring too
bitch,
big.
Who you love? Bitch, who we love?
It's the only song on this album that I really like. The rest of it's like okay. I don't know, there's some good stuff on there, but it's I feel like this is the only track so far that I've been like, alright, I want to listen to this track separately from the album. This is, I want to rate highly enough to get on my phone, I guess. How about that?
Number
two! Oh, good. Yeah. I mean, in case you missed it when it was on the other station, it's on the countdown over here, so.
Hey, hey, records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that motherfucker. Figured out the shit is simple. I stopped it going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the fakes. I do not wanna be friends though. I told y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This a fucking stripper on a man drug song. This a fucking boys forever hold a gun song. Pop some fucking champagne in a gun song. Nigga, just because song.
Hey, what's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of.
Cars here. God. Fuck. Doing so well, too.
I got my old country on a new way. She
like. Still think that's a weird song.
My rescue, it was the S1W. To get my getaway, so I just got away. The joint broke from the black smoke. Then they saw it was rougher than the average bluffer. Cause the steel was black, the attitude is sex. Now the chase is on, I'm telling you to come on. 53 brothers on the run, and we are gone.
Yeah, check, I'm gonna go to the surface, you're gonna walk, you know what I'm saying, yeah.
Second and a chance to hitting people like a scene of amazement. While they slipping back, my feet is planted in the pavement. Crumble I can never do. So now I'm looking dead at you. What are you gonna do? You listen to the knowledge of a scholar. You say how I breathe, tell them how I holler. I'm the E-double, and I proclaim my name. Straight up, good game, peeps all game. I'm like a rhino, running through the roughest path.
Let's go to a Mets game, you say. Or are you trying to, like, spend some time alone? Seems like a Monday, you know, Monday afternoon, like, you know, Mets day game. Seems like a good place to be if you don't want to be around other people. There ain't a future in your front.
I never got caught with a deal, and if you ever do, you'll never be with me. Oh, serving in the Cherokee, or maybe it's a Geo. Like I'm like Ben, so we'll get
it. See, Breed never got caught with a deal.
I don't have to worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo, TB, pop the trunk. Cause we don't go for playing when I play the rapper ball. When I'm on the mic, I ain't for playing, not at all. Cause I clock 10 G's a week, booming at my peak. Always see East sober, but I do get geek. I can give you a job, a place to eat. Hardy, meet your homeboy Marty at a BLB. Party taking over, barking like a dog named. I'm picking suckers like a four-leaf clover. Everybody nervous on the mic, this is over. So now they saying that Breed is getting over. Let me see you in the front.
Oh, this guy's a real fucker.
I'm the B, the
over here trying to force him to explain it.
You know what? With my homie G-A-S-S-O-P.
Maybe it should go the other way. I have this fat spot to merge. Yeah. Yep. Alternate route. Engaged. It can't be slower than what I'm looking at going the normal way. So.
The way I am, and see, we cannot be different. Never change the ways for the world or the government. If I was the president, then I would stay fat. You leave it up to me, I'll paint the White House black, and ain't no future in your front. Was a fiend and my gold would be stolen. Put my name Breed on everything I own. And when I get my Jeep, I'm putting Breed on the chrome. Shine it up good, kick it through my neighborhood. Motorola phone, fat rims and a Kenwood. Put to get around it and they all have to drop. Because the riding people think I'm selling rocks, but they don't feature your
Motorola phone, fat rims and a Kenwood.
The rules of the world. Live my life raw, cause I never liked the law. Wear top tens on my ass, new jeans. Selling big gates and tip for tat to the fiends. Got much dollars, but I never break a sweat. Trying to move out, my pops are saying,
bet.
You got my back and I got yours. What time is it? Go down the door.
There never was, cuz.
Yeah, well, let's start this party, yeah, right? Pick up that fat.
Well, okay then.
One, two. To the folks, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know we're about to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Hopping in Long Beach together.
Now you know you're in trouble.
Ain't nothing but a G-Bang, baby. Too low, death makers, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to think. But I'm back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand. From a young G's perspective. And before me dig on a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man. And at the same time, burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended. And that's real up and real deal, holy feel. And now you look up and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this and up. It's like that and like this and like that and up. It's like this and like that and like this and up. Drake creep to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm beeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got caught cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I flow some old funky shit. The ass of my collection, this election symbolizes. Don't take the toke, but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that, like this and it's like that, like this and like that and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. Gangsta lean, getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard green. It's the capital S-O-S, the fresh and double O-P, D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see? Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimpin' hoes and clockin' a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G shit. Yeah, yeah. So Drake,
what up, dog?
Gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G? You
gotta break them off something.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumpin'. City of Compton.
It's where it takes place, so when that show attention. Mobbin' like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Droppin' the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, and your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie, Doggy Dog, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight stripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTON and the cities they call Long Beach. Put the shit together like my nigga DOC. No one can do it better like this. And, it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this. Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode.
It's pretty crazy that the song's like 20 years old. It's kind of the weird thing about a lot of rap, you know, like the older rap music, you know, or a lot of like classic rap tracks being like 20 years old, 25 years old, and shit like that is like, if you look at when those songs came out and go back another 20, 25 years, like the genre didn't really exist. At least not in like a, you know, hugely meaningful way. So it's like, I don't know, to me it like makes those songs feel like they're not as far removed as they really are, you know, because like the modern genre is obviously different, but not that different. Stuck in some kind of dead zone.
On my brain, and if somebody would have told me a month ago, front and oh yo. If somebody would have told me a year ago, get it, go get this typical. I'm feeling like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina, like a flight with no visa, first class with the seat back. I still see you in my past. You on the other side of the glass of my memories. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam
as
without
I
Caesar.
Recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far.
Oh, there's a fair amount of traffic here, too.
And real quick, I do want to remind you about tonight. Don't forget, we used to come through with a different DJ, but we're switching it up a little bit. It's actually just going to be 2 straight hours of nonstop heat. So we're just going to be hitting you back to back to back to back with nothing but hits, and it's no talking. It's 2 hours straight. So I know you want to catch that. Tune in tonight.
Whoever the Monday DJ was called in sick, couldn't find anybody to replace him, so we're changing it up, coming with that heat. 2 hours of that heat. You know, the stuff that's on the rest of the time when no one is here to talk. Changed it up for y'all.
Let me take you somewhere I'm heading, maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle, you know I'll be on it all day.
In the party, you can't miss us. Watch the
law. Fucking left turn, sure. Making ass motherfucker. Make your fucking turn. Go! Go! God damn.
We can sell out the Malibu. Your swag powerful. Chanel flower shoe. God damn, who be selling you? Like I was showing you. Tell them to look at our view. I love the floor, it's a Harlem thing. My blow trout, they watch the court. No college game. I done dig keys, that's not a thing. I run these MCs like Hollis Queens. When it is, then there you found me. Could tell you don't travel, you need a trip out the county. If I'm that nigga, then crown me. Giselle, I have a problem getting women around me.
Let me take you somewhere I'm heading, maybe you can play.
Hit Boy. Because I make the hits. It's a good name. No, it's a good name. You know, it's like, I'm, it's like, hey, you making some hits? Yeah, I am. I'm Hit Boy. Kind of like fit any sentence into some of that stuff. I just bought new e-cigarette juice. I could really go for a salami sandwich, you know? Stole my lunch out of the third floor fridge. To watch the movie Fletch. God, has anyone seen my pants? Named Tony sold me dust.
Yeah, it's Ben Harvey. Porter Robinson says he's tired of EDM bangers. And no EDM bangers on his new album, Worlds. Comes out June 21st. Does this count as an EDM banger? I don't think so. Language, Porter, BPM.
worse than bangers are people using the term EDM non-ironically. Let's go get some righteous tacos. Light is red, but a man in an orange vest is just waving me through, so I'm just gonna go. Assume that he is on the job and not just a weirdo. Okay. Here, I gotta go. So I will see you guys later. Have a good Monday. We'll go record the podcast and put that up tomorrow and all that other shit. See ya.